Chapter 14. The First Step. Alison looked again at the photo fit of the man who stole Richard's motorbike, the grandson of the old woman on the bus. Alison had experience of working with photo fits from her university studies, and she could imagine what the old woman looked like from Richard's description. She tried to draw a picture of the grandmother, but drawing wasn't her best subject, and her first attempts weren't very good. Finally, she drew a picture that she was satisfied with. Now there was only one thing she could do: take a bus trip to Tower Road. As she waited at the bus stop, she thought about Anthony and the evening before. She was happy about his visit, and happy about their decision. Anthony walked along the street with a friend. He was telling his friend about the evening before with Alison. "When I first arrived at our house, all I wanted to do was to be with her. Then I realized that that was selfish and that she needed my help. So I resisted the temptation to kiss her. It was really difficult. But I'm happy I did. Instead, we talked."
"What about?" asked the friend.
"About a lot of things," Anthony replied. "About what happened between us before, and about how we feel now. I said I wanted to be her friend, and she was very happy about that. So we decided to work together to help Richard." "Good decision," the friend said. "Here's my house. I have to leave you here. Goodbye, and good luck."
"Thanks."
"Bye," said Anthony, and he continued walking down the road to the bus stop.
"Hi, Alison."
Anthony smiled at her as he arrived at the bus stop.
"Hello."
She smiled at him too.
She felt good. Good that she could do something to help Richard, and good that Anthony was helping too.
She showed him her drawing of the old woman, and he was quite impressed. They asked the bus driver to tell them when they arrived at Tower Road, and they got off there. They didn't know exactly what to do, so they walked around the streets, looking for something that might help them find the old woman. They asked a few people if they knew her, but, as often happens in a big city, nobody knew anything. After an hour, they sat down on a wall and thought about what they could do. They sat on the wall in silence for a long time.